Today's Tanya for Yutes Iyar, the 19th day of Iyar, also the day after Lag BaOmer, 34th day of the Omer, is on page 733 in Perek Mem Tes, chapter 49. The Alter Rebbe in yesterday's Shir explained how the first bracha preceding the Shema is relevant to the content of the Shema. And in today's Shia, the Rebbe explains the second bracha. Ah, hakach bracha shniya. Then comes the second bracha. Ah, vas elam. Ahavtonu Hashem alikeinu. Where we describe the love that God has for us. Klamer. Shehini yach kol tzva maila hakdeshim. What does ah, vas elam mean? That God puts aside all the higher hosts, the holy hosts of the holy worlds. And he makes his Shechina dwell on us, so that he becomes our God. He identifies himself with us, as we explained earlier. The meaning of Elikei Avraham, what does it mean, the God of Avraham? It means that the holiness of God becomes Avraham's holiness. He embodies it. And that's because the love affects the flesh. That when the love causes the person to contract and to give up of himself, to put himself aside, and that's why it's called Ahavas Olam, which means literally a love of the world, shebechinas tzimtzum eire hagodl habilti tachlis, because the love that God has for us comes as a result of the tzimtzum of putting aside his infinite light, lehislabis bebechinas gvul hanikra olam, so that he can clothe himself in a finite state which is called world. Ba'avur avas ame Yisrael, and he does this out of love for his people Israel, kedei lekarvam elav, in order to bring them to himself. Likol el biyuchud devi achdusei yisbarech, that a Jew should be absorbed into God's oneness. V'zehu shekosuv chem lagdei lavi yisera, in the bracha before the Shema, exceedingly abounding compassion. Pidush yisera, what does it mean? Exceeding what? Yisera al kirvas elikim shebechol tzva maila. Exceeding the closeness that exists in all the higher worlds. That God's closeness to us exceeds, is far more than the closeness that exists in the higher worlds. Ubonu b'charta mikolam v'loshein. And we say in the bracha, you chose us from among all the nations and all languages. Hu haguf hachumri hanidme b'chumri yusei. L'guf hayumei sa'elom. This chosenness is the choosing of the Jewish body. Because in the body we are similar, or we appear to be similar, to the bodies of other nations. So he chooses us from among other nations. He chooses the Jewish body, not the soul. But specifically the body, the physical, corrupt body, the kayaftonu, etc., lahedeis, and you brought us near to you to give thanks to you. Pidush heido yisbay b'makimach, and the meaning of heido of thanks is explained elsewhere. Uliachedcha, and ultimately the purpose of this bringing close is that we become one. We call it biyachude yisbarich kana, to become absorbed into God's oneness. So the bracha prepares us for the Shema, because in the Shema we're supposed to put aside all of our natural tendencies and our natural needs and desires in order to serve God. So before we come to that, we read in the bracha preceding the Shema how God did the same for us. That he puts aside all the higher worlds and he identifies himself only with the lower world, with us physically, even the lowly body. Not just the Jewish soul, but the Jewish body, as in the Moshul, the king who comes and shows his love to a commoner, but not an average commoner, but a lowly commoner, which is the body, not the soul. And this helps prepare us and enable us to be able to overcome our natural tendencies and be able to develop a love of God and put God before our personal interests. In the Hayyim Yayim for the 19th of Iyar, Lamed Dalet Ba'emer, Lo Emer, Rebbe writes, Chassidus is a getliche fashtand. Chassidus, the teachings of Chassidus, is a divine understanding. Not just the understanding of the divine, but a divine understanding. Der Verstand was weist the Menschen, wie klein is, und wie groß kann sich erheben. Godly understanding, godly intelligence means knowing how lowly a person is. Chassidus shows us how small and insignificant we are, and how great and how high we can raise ourselves to.